Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. This is Milo's Internet Marketing.com radio program on TalkZone.com. And we're talking about setting up your internet business, marketing itself, and getting itself online. We discussed kind of your attitude, your positive attitude you must have, and the keep forging ahead, not to give up, and don't get frustrated, and don't figure it's just more than you can have. Just take a little bit at a time. The other thing we covered is domain names. It's very important to be careful about what domain you have. And over the years, a number of resources have been made available to internet marketers for use in marketing campaigns. One of the most common is the email list. Approach this type of resource with a great deal of caution. The fact is that far too often, these ready lists are not, people on the list are not qualified. What I'm saying is you can buy lists, like you can buy mailing lists through, if you're going to do a snail mail campaign. You can also buy email lists. There's a couple problems here. One is that if these are lists from not reputable companies, they could be just anything stolen off the internet. It's illegal. You're getting trouble. Google and all the search engines will wipe you away if you just send to people who have not requested information. They have to request information. Now, there's companies where they'll send out things, you want more information on this, 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 or this. And what they do when people respond positively, they make those in lists, and those are the lists they sell. So it's important to know where you're buying your list. But really, the smartest thing to do is build your own. A qualified email list will only include email addresses that have been opted in as part of the list. You don't want to receive phone calls just out of the clear blue sky trying to sell you something. You don't want to receive emails the same way. It's important that you be very cautious with your email campaign. And in months and weeks to come, we're going to cover more on that. Over time, you can build your own qualified list of email subscribers who want to receive product notices, special offers, and other sorts of marketing information from you. Adding the ability to opt in to an email list is maintained by you alone is a great way to build up the list that you can rely on. And you do that with an autoresponder. There's a lot of autoresponders out there. AdWeber is one of the biggest ones. GetResponse is one of them. What that is on a website, you'll see a little box that says, put your first name and your email address, or maybe your first name, your address, your city, state, whatever information they want to gather. And you get one of those little sign-up forms from your autoresponder company. You build it the way you want. You put it on your website. And then that email goes back. When somebody types their name in there, it goes to the responder, and the responder immediately sends to you a thank you that you signed up for this, and we want you to be part of our mailing list, and we hope you're happy with it. But also at the bottom, it has to have, if you want to unsubscribe to this list, then click here. If you get emails from people that do not have that at the bottom, from businesses, don't just delete that email because they're doing something that just isn't right or legal. But if they have at the bottom, whatever you receive at the bottom where you can unsubscribe, then that's a legitimate company because they're doing it the way it should be, the legal way. Make sure that people understand that you are not going to share the list to a third party. That's important. And that they have the option of always opting out of the email list, as we talked about, that they can change their minds and not receive mail from you anymore. This type of courtesy will enhance your reputation as a professional while also providing you with a targeted direct mail audience that wants to see your advertising. It's so important to be professional. One time you screw it up and you can be in a lot of trouble. Other online resources are available to market your products and services. Research and find messages boards. Look online yellow pages. There's business associations, want ads at Chamber of Commerce's websites, and other locations that will welcome the presence of your contact information and an ad about your business. Again, it depends upon what type of marketing business you're in. Many of these things are free, although some may have a modest fee. In some cases, you may be able to find a website that has to do with an industry type that would benefit from your product or service and arrange for a permanent ad on their site. One helpful tool is to get a firm idea of the type of customer that would be interested in what you are marketing. For years, traditional marketing has relied on the tool that is known as Know Your Customer. Essentially, you want to create the image of your typical customer, including all sorts of details about their lives and their likes and their dislikes. For example, would your product be more attractive to a single people or persons in a committed relationship, married, unmarried, single, whatever it happens to be? Does your product appeal more to persons who are just starting out, perhaps in their 20s? Maybe your product is more of an appeal to people who are in their middle years of life or to persons who are retired. Will people living in metropolitan areas tend to gravitate towards your offering, or will it appeal more to someone who lives in rural areas? These are all important to marketing your business, and that's what the brick and mortar, that's the old traditional style, but it also fits when trying to market to people on the internet. Just because on the internet doesn't mean it changes from other things. Asking yourself these important questions about what type of people are most likely to be interested in your product and why they would be interested will help you to sell your product. And that's the idea. To become successful, you need to sell your product. And really, you need to look at selling at the back end. Very few people make a profit selling one item, because once that item is done, you lose your customer, it's over, it's done with, goodbye, so long, never see you again. You need to have other things to sell. So once the customer buys something from you, then you sell other things to them, or attempt to sell, or send them notices about other things. Because once you have a customer that buys from you, there's a feeling and a relationship that builds, and that's what you want to build upon. So really, once you get your niche, whatever it is, the product you want to sell, the item, then look for something similar in the same area so that you can sell something else again on a second time, and then a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. So each one of those things, if you sell the third item product, then you can sell that again to other people. So you want to just have a number of different things to sell. Start with one, that's fine, but build up quickly to a couple other things. There's one thing that you should remember about advertising online. What worked well a few years ago has become commonplace and somewhat stale in some instances. Simply put, there are electronic advertising methods that are not all that effective anymore. And that's what we will do here. We'll keep you updated on things that change. Banner ads were big. Now banner ads are kind of losing their feeling of success. So there's everything is video. Not everything is video, but many things are going to video on the internet. Clicking to YouTube, you can, you know, it's a great way to make it cheap for yourself is put something up on YouTube and link your website. They host it for free, and then link your site to that YouTube video, and you've got a nice video for yourself. And you haven't had to have the expense of housing a video and having all that complication of setting up the parameters. So it's done for you. So use these other things to your advantage. Still, some of the methods may be effective depending upon the customers you are trying to reach. The key thing to remember about online advertising is not to lock yourself into one particular method to the exclusion of all others. Investigate your options and always have at least three or four strategies taking place at the same time. In other words, you want to look at a pay-per-click, you want to look at advertising, you want to look at a free advertising, you want to look at putting up blogs to advertise yourself, a lot of different things that you want to try. As a last tool in your arsenal, make yourself available. Businesses that are built on the basis of your website and snappy advertising alone aren't going to do it. Sometimes people want to talk with you about what you have to offer. This means you should always make sure you have contact information readily available to customers and prospects. A lot of people don't want the contact information. They don't want to be bothered. They want to sell it and it's over and done with. But as soon as you have contact information, then people feel much more comfortable because it is a person there as opposed to a screen. So it's important. A branded email, rather than one, those free ones, sends a clear message of being a professional and make you accessible. Including a phone number, if possible, is also a good approach. It can create other problems. The email really is a good non-tactile way to do it, but a phone number is also good. However, make sure it's a business line and not your home phone. People don't want to have your three-year-old daughter pick up the phone and say, hello. That's not business. So you maybe want to put a second phone line and make sure that you always answer the name of your business. With these phone jacks and all the things you have as far as cheap phone lines and phone systems, you can do that very inexpensively and yet have a direct line for your business. And that is really important. An email address helps and is a good way to do it, but as soon as you add a phone number, then it creates even more stability to your business because I can now contact somebody. I don't get my download. I don't get my product. I have a question about my product. I can call on it. You really improve your options as far as selling things a lot. A third option is to set up a message board as part of your web presence. People can contact you in any manner that they want, and plus it allows other customers to share what they're saying with you. So people can see their comments and your comments, and it makes them feel a part of your company or a part of your service. Being accessible and responsive to questions by customers and by some prospects will do a lot to enhance your professional status to the general public, and it'll give you a good reputation. So we're going to talk about some ways to conduct searches for the niche of the thing you want to sell. Unless you already have a great idea on the table, chances are you will need to spend some time looking into what type of products and services you can successfully market. In order to accomplish this, you need to conduct some investigation into what is already being offered in internet marketing in the way of what you want to sell and where you might be able to slip in and fill a niche that is not being filled. Here are some tips I'm going to give you on where to find information about niche marketing that might be desirable for you. If you are starting fresh and looking for your first idea for an effective marketing campaign, the first place to begin with is yourself. What do you like? What are your products that are important to you in maintaining your standard of living? What types of services or goods would you like to be easier for you to manage and take care of? If you have access to them, what would you do? How would you change them? How would you be willing to, or what would you be willing to pay for those services or goods? Spending time researching your own wants and needs may yield some interesting concepts for niches that you can investigate online and just see how much attention is being given to those sorts of products. Use your own thoughts. Now, that's great for right-brain people, not very good for left-brain people. But if you have some kind of imagination, it's good to start thinking out of the box a little bit. Another method is to simply sit down with a piece of paper and make a list of 10 subjects that come to your mind without getting into a deep thought process. Just put them down. This list will probably be somewhat random, although thinking of one subject may immediately draw your mind to that subject. Oh, that sounds like a good one. Don't fight the flow or spend any time second-guessing what your ideas are. Write them down and don't waste time thinking about how silly or stupid they are. There'll be plenty of time to evaluate that a little bit later. And as a third source of inspiration, go to your friends. But take a small notebook or index card. All different subjects come up in a conversation. Make quick notes. A one or two word idea should be enough. And then some night when you're just sitting down having a cup of coffee or relaxing, just go through this list and sort through and what appeals to you, what doesn't appeal to you, what kind of piques your interest and what thinks, oh, that's, I'll never do that. While none of these methods are particularly scientific, they can yield some interesting topics to research. Don't reject any ideas. Remember, if you buy into it, you're going to be more successful. If you go into something that, oh, I don't know too much about that, I could make a lot of money, but I don't know too much about that, you're going to get a lot more stumbling blocks, things that are just not going to go your way. But if you really have something that's in the mainstream or way out of the mainstream and you you get an idea, go with that. Go with the flow, what really moves you. Because if you feel strong about something, if you really buy into it, then you're just going to go on or get on a roll and it's not going to stop. Concepts that may seem completely off the wall or worth absolutely nothing can turn out to be the gold mines. If research indicates that the subject is a dead end, then at least you've eliminated one possibility and saved yourself the trouble of pursuing something that would never work out. On the other hand, you may be surprised at what you find. Using these lists of words or subjects that you have compiled, take to the internet and start doing some digging. The first thing you want to ascertain is how much interest there is associated with that particular product or idea or service that you have. One of the easiest ways to get a handle on this sort of thing is to use word tracking search engines. There are several that are online. There's two really good ones. One is wordpot.com, WORDPOT.com, and another good one is Keyword Digger, keyworddigger.com. Either one of those, you type in your search word or your keyword, the item you want to search, and it tells you how many sites there are about that, how many times it's on the internet. It just gives you a lot of information. Another one you can go to a little more involved, you have to dig further, is AdWordsGoogle.com. Again, it's a Google search, but it's just searching Google. WordPot and Keyword Digger, they search all the different search engines, whether it's Yahoo, MS, or Microsoft One, Ask, whatever it is, they'll search all of those. So a good way to get an idea about your product is use these keyword search products. All you basically do is type in your word or phrase and let the program search the entire web for results. What will happen is that the system will return a list that contains not only incidences of the word or phrases that you entered, but also expand phrases that include the same word or phrase. You also get an idea of how many sites around the internet contain text with that word. So right away it begins to tell you, oh, that's a good word to use. There's hundreds and thousands of people searching for that. Or it might give you an offshoot of other things that you could search for in that same area. This is a great way to qualify the subjects and see if there is a large amount of interest in a given subject that's related to your product. A lot of hits means that you may want to look further into the subject as possible. A lot of hits means there's a lot of people buying those products. Maybe there's too many people selling it, and that's going to be a problem. But what to do is type in your keyword and then look at all the different options down there. Maybe you'll find one that comes up. Let's say you type in the word dog, and you find that the word returns close to 1 million hits on its own. And then you may have found broad subjects to explore. Looking down the list, you may see doghouse, dog training, dog treats, all different things. And you'll see, well, doghouse maybe doesn't have as many as dog training. So that's the place you could, if you love dogs and animals, that's the place you can kind of begin to focus in on doghouses. Moving one step further, you can explore each of these marketing subjects a little deeper by clicking on the word or phrase and confessing the actual returns. Here, you may begin to see a pattern among the hits that bubble to the surface. That, oh, now I'm beginning to see something that I like, some area of animals that I would like. Keep in mind, if you see a phrase with relatively few hits, that does not automatically eliminate it from the running. For example, if you notice that the return for a doghouse online only yields 200 hits, you know, don't say, well, there isn't much out there that sell. Think, hey, there's a niche that's not being filled. I could really look into this, and maybe I could begin to sell dog houses online. So just ways to take your product to another step and get an idea of, will your product work? Will it be what you want to do? Keep in mind that there's no such thing as an idea too crazy to look at. You may find that going with something that is completely off the wall will lead to some interesting concepts and really make your internet business really flow. So hope that was helpful to you. We're going to have to take a break, and we're going to be back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Market Radio Program.